bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, I took Friday off. People sending me texts. Where you at? Where you at? Not to be confused with who you with. I don't know. Had a lot of thinking to do over the weekend. Had a lot of interesting things happen over the weekend. Everybody's upset about the tariffs. And so I talked about that. There are some things that are going on that people need to understand. One of the things that I complained about, one of the things that I suggested to people is that when it comes to money, if you want to use it for where you invest, that's one thing. But don't let your ideological influences, specifically, because I can never say that word, political ideology, dictate where you invest, dictate how you move, dictate how you make money. I recently took one of those tests that showed that I am driven by success, winning, making money, all those things. Sometimes it's critical for people that are friends because I seem to be spending all my time planning and making money and making lists and doing all that kind of stuff. But that's me. It's not wrong. It's not right. It's just me. So what can be good for me can be bad for somebody else and vice versa. But at some point, we have to come to the realization that how we look at the markets, how we look at tariffs and all this is simply a product of our political affiliation and who we hate and don't hate, like and dislike. For instance, if the Democrats were in office and Republicans weren't president, they'd be screaming bloody murder about how bad the market is doing. Oh, these tariffs are causing all these trouble and blah, 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 people losing money, right? Republicans are in office and all the diehard Republicans, you know, the old guard, are just quiet. Now, at any other time, we'd be screaming bloody murder. But I did the same thing under Biden, and I'm going to do the same thing under Trump, that in the long run, how you feel is just that. What you believe is just that. But the facts of the matter don't change. They stay the same. For those of you in 2025 that are not invested in the stock market, you need to go find an advisor and you need to start investing. I don't care if you do it through insurance. I don't care if you do it through a 401k, a 403b, whatever. You need to be in the market. Why? Because that is where you'll make your money. That is why people make money. That's how insurance companies make money. That's how businesses make money. But we have this thing in our brain that the world's going to come to an end. We have this thing in our brain that because Donald Trump is in office, the world's going to come to an end. Well, he was in office before, and the world didn't come to an end. A couple of people moved out the country, still waiting for Alec Baldwin to go. But for the most part, you know, Rosie O'Donnell's in Ireland, and, you know, they don't want her there. Like, why are you here? Right? But she's an O'Donnell, so, you know, at least she's got Irish roots, right? And then the other part is, like, pretty much all the producers here, they weren't alive. With the exception of maybe one, they weren't alive the last times the market went down. So they're panicking. Oh, my gosh, that's why I don't invest. You'll lose your money. You're not going to lose your money. You'll lose your money. What's his name? Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, Elon Musk. They lost billions of dollars in a day. Right. But they also made billions of dollars in a day. So don't forget that. Many of you were not alive. So let me see. If you're in your 20s, no. Yeah, you were alive, but you were a kid. Your parents probably remember it. The dot-com bubble. Remember that? Dot-com. We're going to sell everything. We're going to buy it. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then it went down. And out of all that, what companies do you have left? There are only three companies that were originally pre-dot-com bubble that are still here. But yet, we want to complain about it, but people don't understand. How low did the market drop during the dot-com bubble? 50%. People in the market lost 50% of their money. What about COVID? Were you around for COVID? Yeah, I was in school. I was doing this. I was doing that. If you were around for COVID, when the market went down, it went down 34%. 34%. A third of your money was gone. With tariffs, as of today, It's literally like 11.98 or something, 11.96%. The market's down. But everybody keeps saying, oh my God, the world's coming to an end. Well, here's why the world won't come to an end. Other than high prices, many Black Americans who are not invested won't lose money. They might pay a little more and lose it that way, but they're not invested. In the United States of America, 10% of the country owns 93% of the value of the United States stock market. So out of what, 350, 360 million Americans, only 36 million own 93%. And that's a lot of them middle class folks y'all talk about that y'all talk about. You know, they'll be talking about, oh my God, it's terrible. Right? But we forget that a lot of people are not. There's extreme volatility. They're negotiating tariffs, what we're going to pay, what they're not going to pay, what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. It's going to be rough. It is going to be a rough year for those that are invested. For those that are not invested, prices may get a little higher, but the housing market, mortgages are down to 6%. So when we complain, like we did with Biden, oh my God, you didn't do this and this is, or like we do with Trump, oh my God, we can't complete it. That's all it is. It's just noise. When the dot-com bubble hit and people invested all this money in places like Netscape, remember that? No. It's gone. Mark Cuban is rich today because I believe he started one of those companies that was recording and downloading and saving audio and all that, and he sold it for billions of dollars, and then it collapsed. COVID, 34% drop. Tariffs, to date, 12%. But we say the world is coming to an end. But with 10% of the country owning 93% of the stock, and that's not true. It's the entire market, stock, bonds, ETFs, everything. Guess how much 50% of the country owns? 1%. That's the other people. 1%. Now, one thing you have to remember, right? Because everybody is keying on Biden and Trump. Biden and Trump. Let's take Trump's first 4 years. Let's take Biden's first 4 years. How much you think the market went up, percentage-wise? Glenn, take a wild guess. In percentages, how much you think from the time Donald Trump came into office, went out, Biden came in his first 4 years, that eight-year period, how much you think the market went up?
I'm going to say 7%.
7%, okay. Try 100. It doubled. From roughly 19,000 to where it stands today at the close of 37,966. Double. Because that's what happens over time. So if somebody young started investing, and no, I'm not the advisor, you should seek the advice of a competent professional, and they invested for giggles 20 years ago, what do you think you'd have right now? All things being equal, you'd have double. But here we are complaining that the world is coming to an end. We're complaining, but yet we don't have any skin in the game at all. And so now is the time to learn how these things can affect you. Ways to make money. Ways to make sure you have generational wealth. And we'll talk about that. Are we building companies to sell them so we can have generational wealth for ourselves, or do we want to keep it all black owned? 833-212-1017 is the number. Which one do you do? If you start a business, if you work hard, if you build it up, are you building it for your family so that you can sell it and leave money for your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your children's children's children? Or do you own it and keep it because you're black? Because in the end, we can complain and scream and holler if you want to that the world is coming to an end. You know what my response to that is? Okay.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. George, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good.
Can we do a history lesson?
Not really, but what do we? That's not my topic, but what?
It's on your topic. I'm just going to take us back a little further because you're going back as far as Biden and Trump. I want to take it a little bit further and bring us forward.
Why?
Why?
That's a question. Why?
Because it's gonna fall into what you're talking about. That's
okay,
why.
But you're not. Okay,
Dr. Kim, do we always got to go through this every time me and you have a discussion?
Yes, we
can
do.
I
because
just come on,
no,
make a point.
No,
and then
because
you,
every
and
time
then
you call,
kind of answer.
Well, you asked me a question, so I'm trying to answer it just like I asked you a question. Every time I talk to you, all you do is bash everything I say and negate everything I say.
You do the same thing, Dr. Kim. So let's just go. Let's just for a chance. Let me get my points out. Because it's,
but I'm not hollering at you, but you're hollering at me. Like that's, I don't really get that.
I'm not hollering. I get frustrated because you interrupt my conversation before
I interrupt
get a chance
everybody's
to say
conversation.
Stuff. I'm trying to make a point here,
okay.
But you're interrupting
just
my
make
conversation.
Your point because so, what I'm because you
okay,
asked me
well,
a question.
Let me make my point.
Stop talking and let me finish. Because I want you to answer the question, not give me a history lesson. I don't want to hear a history lesson. Do you have a comment about my topic?
That's where I'm going.
I don't want a history lesson.
Well, then hang up on me, Dr. Kim, because you're trying
what
to
what is your point? Why don't you just
I'm
make
trying
your
to
point?
Bring people.
Why don't you just
okay,
make
so who
point?
Do we have a surplus? Who do we have a surplus? What was the last president we had a surplus under?
I don't care. What is your point about my current topic?
My Dr. Kim, you're such an idiot.
And I'll be an idiot. My point is this. Let's talk about what we're talking about. I don't have time to go down to a history lesson and go all the way so you can prove me wrong. Okay, just prove me wrong. Just say, here's why. Because in such and such a time, we had this and that. That's it. One statement. That's all you got to do. And then we discuss it. That's all. And then you call me an idiot. Okay. I'll be an idiot today. Love it. Love it. Love it. And if you want to actually make your point. But I'm not going for a history lesson. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I was rudely interrupted, tariffs have been here for 50 years. We've been going through this for 50 years. There's a history lesson, George. But the bottom line is, in the end, no, he wasn't trying. Hey, Alain, Al, he wasn't trying to be respectful. I asked him to just make his point. That's all. Make your point. History lesson? I'm not open for a history lesson today. On and on and on. Anyway, historically, like in the last 8 years, because we're only into the second term, those 8 years matter. It's about a 10-year period, right? So what happened in the past is pretty much irrelevant by virtue of the fact that every 10-year period is what Ibsen tracks. So that's going to matter, that 8 years, right? And then, so it's Trump, then Biden, and then the 2 years into Trump. So if you look at those 10 years, that's going to give you an idea of what exactly is happening in the market on average. The market has always been positive if you pick any 10-year period. My concern is now back 10 years. That's it. What other presidents did and how we had a surplus is irrelevant because that has to do, that's a surplus in the budget has nothing to do with the market. We're talking about the market. The market. The market. So in that case, I guess if that's the thing, I'll be an idiot. James, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
All right. Let me start this off by first of all saying I love you and good evening or afternoon, whatever it is.
How are you?
Fine. In reference to your question about starting a business, I guess if I started a business and it was really, I mean, it turned out to be real good and the business did real good, I would probably talk to my children first to see if they want to continue that business. And if not, then, of course, we'd probably wind up selling that business, take the money, and, you know, I guess send it down through the family in hopes that they take that money and start something else, because eventually I'm sure that money would be gone at some point in time if it didn't reinvest it or do something with it, I guess.
But I keep hearing from people that black people should keep the black business. In the fact, like, people are still mad at Bob Johnson for selling BET. But Bob Johnson secured his children's legacy, his grandchildren's legacy, and his great-great-grandchildren's legacy by becoming a billionaire and being able to buy sports teams and broaden his revenue streams. And so I don't know, is there anything wrong with that?
No, that's crazy, because, I mean, if I'm done with it, who are you to tell me to continue on with something that I'm done with? I've done as far as I want to go with it. But you know, so who are you to tell me, no, you shouldn't have did that, and no, keep the business, because the same people probably tell you to keep the business, the last one probably supporting it any doggone way.
But we lose another black business, and we lose another black, you know, we lost a substantial voice in black media when we got rid of BET. We went from programming and politics and public affairs and talk shows and, you know, dispensing information that black people needed from the entire diaspora, from Africa to Caribbean to America to, you know, Cadillac and Cavassier. And that was it. And that's all they pushed. And that's all they showed us. And that's where we are today.
Well, I guess my question would be, is there somebody else black that wanted to take the business over, something like that? Or, I mean, I guess to continue his legacy or continue what he left there, I guess. I don't know.
But then how do we do that? Because we don't have the money.
It's easy to say, don't sell your business, you know, but okay, don't sell it. But I'm tired. I've gone and done everything I can do. So now, you know, what's the next step?
Yeah, but they sold it to a predominantly white company that then just, you know, told us what black people.
I'm on the outside looking in. So was there an opportunity to sell it to a black company or something like that, I guess? I don't know.
I don't know. But I think, and I guess the question I'm asking is it important to keep it in the black community? Is it important to keep it in black hands so that the culture?
I could prefer to keep it in black hands if it's a possibility. But if not, I have to do what I have to do. I could prefer that, you know.
So watch this. I'm kind of setting you up. So you choosing money.
Ahead.
You choosing money over culture.
I'm choosing my family over culture.
Okay. All right.
Love you, Dr. Keene. Have a great evening.
Take care, man. He said, I'm choosing my culture. 833-212-1017. Is the number. C Round said, wow, just wow. The past doesn't matter, but we look at an overall 10-year period. The reason I say the overall 10-year period is because a 10-year period is what people use on average as to whether or not you'll make money in the market. Got it? So when you do that and you're able to look at it, you're able to figure out how the market is doing, right? So you can pick from 1929 to today. I'm only choosing to look at the last 10 years, right? Because you got two presidents that are both markedly different in terms of ideology, in terms of market, in terms of social issues, race, gender, DEI, all that. They are all the way on the other end of the spectrum from each other, but they share 8 years of the market. The market's doubled in that time under both of them. Under both of them. That's what I'm looking at. That. Whether or not we had a surplus in the government is irrelevant, because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the market. Now, the president can do things in the market to cause it to waver up or down. But they don't literally do, like, they don't control it. The Fed and all those other folks do. That's all I'm saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. What are your thoughts? Do we keep our businesses to ourselves and promote the culture and jobs and all that? Or is there a point where you would sell out? And when I say sell out, I mean sell your business, not sell out to the race or sell out to anything like that. Nothing negative. That you then move forward and take advantage of your win, take advantage of your success, and reap the benefits. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Al, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You going to call me an idiot, too?
Absolutely not. What I was going to say,
yes, sir,
is if you have a business and you're setting it up for the family, I will make sure first if they have a interest in the business, because it's too many times they want the benefits and not the responsibility. And if they didn't want the responsibility, I will set the money up in a trust so they won't be broke in the next couple of years. I wouldn't give them a whole lot, the bare minimum. And then once I get rid of the business, if my hands is washed up, and you go do you. But if you show interest and you take responsibility, then I can leave it in, to the family. Because there's been too many times where they was left apartment buildings right. and a lot of wealth, right. and they didn't take care of the responsibility, but they took the benefits and they end up losing it anyway. But if they want to take the torch, I'll teach them everything and I can hand it down. But if they don't want the responsibility and they just want the benefits, I'm going to set the money up in a trust, and after the trust, boof, be gone, and then I'm going to wash my hands of it. And that's the reason why a lot of black people don't have generational wealth now, because they want the benefits, but they don't want the responsibility. But when you look at other families, they might grow up in a shack. And because that shack was paid for, they took the equity out and bought a business, and then it turned to generational wealth. And that's it.
But.
Or on the other hand, in some communities, they look at whatever was left was a sign of struggle, and they don't want to be attached to it. So if you look at it as a sign of struggle and you just want the benefits, it ain't nothing I can do, because the only thing you're going to do is let it rot, and you're going to end up selling it anyway, and then the next generation you produce ain't going to know how to appreciate it anyway.
But what if I want to sell it to do what I want to do? Like, what if you leave it to me with the suggestion of run it for X amount of years, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and then if you don't want it, decide what you want to do. If you got three kids, let the kids decide. Y'all want to, one of y'all want to run it and the other, and buy the other two out and go do something? Like, aren't there alternatives?
But if I'm alive and you have other kids, I'm going to set up in the trust for the other kids myself, since I created it. They might be your kids, but see, you might have a different motive. But considering I'm the founder and the creator that helped benefit you and your offspring, I'm going to have all that set up.
Yeah, but somebody helped you benefit. That's how you got where you were, too. Now, you didn't do this all by yourself, right?
That's true. That's right. But I took the responsibility to learn about it. It's totally different when you appreciate it.
But what if I don't want to do it? What if I don't want to do it? What if Al said, I have a son, but my son is into, let's see, carpentry. And Al runs electricity. So Al has an electric company, but your son wants a carpenter's company. He wants to build houses. Isn't it okay for you to build something up so that when your company, like X amount of years after you pass away and your company's there, they then can take your company, sell it, and open up their own firm and pass the money on that way?
Well, if they want to do that, I will leave them a certain amount of money. But if they want to do it on a grand stand, they can take the money and the equity from that business and start a bigger business
Then why have... how are you leaving generational wealth, but you're not leaving it all to them?
No, I said I'm going to leave it to him and his children. But if he showed no interest into it, why would I leave all that money for you and you don't appreciate it? All you're going to do is spend it and just give it away.
But you don't know that.
That shows you're a blessing of no care.
But, but you don't know that. It's the future. You're dead. Like, I don't.
Well, that's true, too. But if I know I'm a guy, I'm not going to give you everything so you can mess it off. I want you to appreciate it so I can feel good when I rot in the box. I can know I'm rotting with a smile on my face.
So you just think, in general, people are just going to blow all their money?
I didn't say in general, but likely what happens is those who don't appreciate it going to run through the money anyway. Those who appreciate it use that business to build another business so it can be a continued generation of wealth.
Okay.
That's why when people who work real hard, that's why they don't like to get with people who don't work, because some people who don't work don't appreciate the people who go to work, because they don't know how to appreciate it, gain it, retain it, lose it, and get it again.
But are you making assumptions based on your experience? Because I don't know if that's the true for everybody.
No, I didn't say everybody. I said for some.
Mm. Okay. All right. Thank you much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, if I don't know the reasons why someone does something, I don't know if I can make a decision based on what I know, because I know it's incomplete. I know the information I have is incomplete. You don't want to run my business. Okay, then I'm not leaving it to you. But you don't know why they don't want to run your business. Maybe they want to run a different business. Maybe you liquidate your business and buy them a business. Like, there are so many other opportunities. And I think when we close it off and just say, you either run this business or you don't get no money. I don't know. And I know that's not what Al was saying. But I don't know. 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't know. But something has to be done. Stop. Let me breathe. George said, are you scared of my intellect? Not here to bash, only to challenge you. I don't get it. Is only your truth? No, I said I wanted to talk about the Biden and Trump, and you want to give me a history lesson. I told you I didn't want a history lesson. I want to talk about the topic right here. We're not talking about surplus, and that has to do with the federal budget. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the market and what's happening today with tariffs and how it's affecting people. That's what I said. No one's afraid of your intellect. Otherwise, I wouldn't have pushed a button to say hello, George. Number two, you called me an idiot hanging up. So you did bash. So you say you're here to challenge, although it really didn't hurt my feelings. You say you're here to challenge. You challenge people by calling them an idiot? There's only one set of truth. There's no your truth and my truth. What's true is true, and it stands on its own. I happen to be talking about a very specific time period with the tariffs today. I don't need a history lesson. And I told you, I don't want a history lesson. I want you to talk about the topic that was today. You're the one that went off and called me an idiot. I didn't. So I'm just saying. Am I scared of your intellect? No. There's your answer. Daniel said, Dr. Ken, did Byron Allen try for? Yeah, he did. I don't know. I don't know if Byron Allen was that big. I think he was still like in his startup phase type thing. I don't know if he was that big by then. That's a good question. What's his name? Tyler Perry and Byron Allen were recently trying to buy BET. Is that what you're talking about? But I don't know, back in the day when Bob Johnson was around. Nah, I don't think so. But good point. I think it was Byron and dude from Atlanta, Tyler Perry. So 833-212-1017 is the number. Okay. Pat, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, Dr. King. This is my first time calling. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was planning on, see, I'm just now learning about tariffs and all of those things. I just learned that it's been going on for us in the United States.
Correct.
And what I'm thinking right now is that I'm going to save money during this time. I'm going to watch my money, eat at home, eat reasonably, buy reasonably. And then possibly I'm thinking of taking a class on finances so that I can not only teach my kids, but maybe put some money somewhere where I can grow some money, like in a Roth RIA.
A Roth IRA. Like that. So right.
I think that it's now time for us to do those things instead of complaining and saying, hey, because we can't stop it. So we might as well turn it over, you know, make lemonade out of lemons.
There you go. So let me make a suggestion. Let me make a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I would suggest is that you pick up the phone and call Educators Credit Union.
Okay.
They have free personal resources that can help you understand all that stuff. Everything from checking and savings to a market and loans and cars and all that stuff. They got all that stuff, and it's free. You can go in and say,
okay.
Now watch this. Tell them Dr. Ken Harris sent you and said, I'm here to find out. Because what happens is that's a good place to start. Right? It's a credit union.
Okay.
So they're not driven by profit. They have members, not like clients. They're not there to make a profit and fee you to death. They're there to help. So that's where I would start. I'm going to make that suggestion. And I support them. I have accounts there. And they're a sponsor of the show.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right. And that's why we have the truth. That's why. George went on to add, I was going to bring it home. It would have taken 5 minutes, and you call people stupid and idiots all the time. I've never called anybody. I don't recall calling anybody an idiot. I know I say things are stupid, or things you do might be stupid, right? Because I've done stupid things, but that doesn't mean you're stupid. I've never called a person, you're stupid. And if I did, hey. I'm wrong. But I've never called a person. I said something you're doing is stupid. Why? And I always explain that some of the things I've done have been stupid. But that doesn't make me stupid. You called me an idiot directly. I've never called you an idiot. I've never said you were stupid. I've never called you out of your name. You did. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. And it's a talk show. The talk. Da-da-da, let me check this talking text line because y'all blowing the thing up. Y'all got me running late. Somebody said, "Seriously, Dr. Ken." Okay. Yeah, they came in way on the late show. It was just a heated moment. I'm not bothered. Like, stop. Like, calm.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
I'm not sure I missed this. Yeah. You know, I don't know why they be on here, right? You know why? Because they talk to each other. Do y'all be listening to the show? Like, y'all in the chat, and y'all talking to each other. I tell you, no love.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the... Hey! Sorry, I had to have a flashback from.
You can have a piece of my love.
Yeah. 833-212-1017 is the number. G, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Ken.
Sorry, thanks for taking
my call.
Sorry for taking so long. I had to have a flashback. You know, he had to play that song.
Right.
And it just, yeah.
Sounds good to me. Talk radio is entertainment for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's also educational, and that's why I love it. I don't know Brother George, but I think he's a really nice guy because I hear him call other shows before. He may, you know, kind of got frustrated, but you know, I know you. You know, he probably shouldn't have said what he said, but I think George is a nice guy. The comment that I wanted to make is. Trump came into office promising to bring down prices or whatever, mm-hmm. day one. And we just came out of a situation with COVID, with 2020, when you know, everything was, prices were sky high, and corporations were jacking the prices up, gas prices and everything. And Biden and Harris tried to do what they could to try to stabilize the economy. So now when Trump gets back in office, now we just came out of this situation in 2020.
Right.
And he increases these tariffs, 25-30% or whatever,
mm-hmm.
all across the board to all the other countries.
It was only 10% for most of them. It was only 10%.
I thought it was 25. I may be mistaken.
Some were 25.
But,
I think China's right. 50%. They're trying to do. Yeah.
But like I know people that, you know, are doing 401ks or mm-hmm. deferred comp or whatever, and they're losing mm-hmm. like $20,000-$30,000.
Right.
And that's their hard earned money as well. And I know when you're investing, you know, you take that. It's kind of a risk or whatever. Nothing's guaranteed. But at this particular time, mm-hmm. coming out of 2020, and with those tariffs, it's just a bad time to start doing something like that.
So
you know?
When do it's we just, fix it? So like when do we fix it? When everybody's happy?
It never should have happened.
You have to do it. You have to. Or else you're going to continue to lose money and your deficit is going to go up, if you understand anything.
Well,
about
what
markets.
Happened in 1929?
But we're not talking about 29. We ain't going to history.
Okay. People are fearful right now, so they may be pulling their money out.
Most of the people that are alive today weren't alive in 2020 and 1929.
I'm talking about right now. I know people that they're changing their from being a more aggressive to mm-hmm. kind of a passive thing, and people are not gonna spend money like they normally would, which is going to hurt the economy. And people that don't have it, that's always been.
But
been
we
the
knew
situation,
that going
but,
in, and eventually the economy wouldn't be able to stand up because other did, people.
We
were
didn't
making,
know that going in.
Yeah, we did.
Trump didn't know that? No, he just announced those tariffs recently.
It's not Trump's job to tell us that. But if you understand how
what do you mean, Dr. Ken? It's not his job to tell us.
If you understand how the market works, you, not what Donald Trump does, what the government does and what they decide and all that is one thing. But you have to understand for you how you're going to interface with the market. And so some people understand it enough that we've always had tariffs.
Right.
So this weird thing that people think these things came out of the blue shows that a lot of people do not understand the market, and that's
so
my
why,
issue.
Why are the countries? I know maybe China. Uh-huh. China has been taking advantage of America, but now
Canada
Mexico,
has always taken advantage
all...
of us. Mexico has always taken advantage of us. England, Germany, Lithuania.
But has that changed anything?
Yes, it
but
did.
They're increasing their own sales in America right
yes,
now.
Yes, it did. Here's what.
But they're,
it, here's,
but they're increasing
let me ask
their
you question.
Sales.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay,
because now. Now we're forcing them to come to the table. Forget Donald Trump. We're forcing them to come to the table to say this needs to be reasonable, because over the last X amount of years, we've put tens of billions of dollars into your country and you won't let us sell anything in yours. Did you know that you can't sell a car in Japan? You cannot buy an American-made car in Japan at all. But how many Japanese-made cars you have here? How many Korean-made cars you have here? Honda? Mitsubishi.
Right, right.
Listen to what I'm saying. Can we balance that?
I'm listening.
Can we make it? Now, I was just using it as a euphemism.
Right.
Can we make it fair?
Right.
That's all we need to do. Biden should have did it. Obama should have did it. Clinton should have did it. Bush should have did it. None of them did it because the companies were making too much money and shipping what they make overseas. That's why American-made cars get made in Canada and Mexico instead of paying hardworking Americans here in a union to make those cars because it was cheaper.
So why is Wall Street panicking right now?
They're not panicking.
And
they're
the stocks
doing
are going down.
They're not panicking. People are selling because some of the people that don't understand want to get out of the market. And that's perfect.
That's
but you
point.
Have to do that. But you have to. The market's not going to stay up all the time. At some point, it's going to go down, and you buy in. And
thousands
then it goes
of
up.
Points, though,
yes.
Dr. King. It's
dude,
dropping thousands
dude,
of points.
It's only been,
not like
it's
this
only
before.
Been down 12%. COVID, it was down 34%. And for the dot-com bubble, it went down 50%. So come on.
Yeah. Comparison. So how long do we hold on for year two or year three of his presidency?
I don't care what his presidency are already is. Just struggling. Like I said before, you're going to always, somebody's going to always struggle. It's not going to be great for everybody all the time. I'm just being real. It's not going to be good. It wasn't always good for me all the time. I struggled like everybody else. Had to make ends meet. Well, too much month left over at the end of my money. So now, I mean, I got two jobs. I got this. I got it. I help those that you can. Help your family first. And give. And that's it. And that's all you can do. But to blame somebody else for something that if I didn't save for my family and if I didn't save and get a pension and invest for myself and buy my own house and take care of my family, that's nobody else's fault, no matter what market is in. Because he going to be gone.
Well,
he going to leave. And then
right.
And it wasn't better under Biden.
It was getting better under Biden, not like it is now. It was getting better. Because we just came out of COVID, Dr. Ken. And you know how things were then, you know.
When I say it wasn't getting better, and I only got like 20 seconds. When I say it wasn't getting better under Biden, I mean we weren't making more money. Income was still. You realize in the last 50 years, incomes only went up 35%. That's crazy.
Well, they're really not going to go up now.
But we don't know that. You don't know the future. I don't know the future.
Yes, we do.
You don't know.
Well, right now is anyway, we can kind of see. Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Hold on or hang on or what?
I'll let someone else get in. I'll continue to listen. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right. Take care.